Hello, everyone. All right, so this is a little bit hard to say, so I'm just gonna bear with me as I get through it all. So, Alicia mentioned, obviously, you guys have heard with Flo, she's not moving as wonderfully as maybe she could be. So, we decided to get her feet x-rayed, and she has a small fracture in her pedal bone, which is not ideal. So, and we're 99% sure that that small fracture has come from incorrect chewing, bad chewing. So, we are fixing that. We have new padding going on in her feet and heart bar shoes on all 4 feet, and I can still ride her, but there's also no harm in not riding her. So we are not going to ride her for 4 weeks. Let her just go on the walker, do some walking, and have a bit more of an enforced rest, just so we can make sure that heals. Then we will re-x-ray, make sure it's all looking good, and then kick on again. As you guys know, because you have horses, it's always ultra depressing when something like that happens. You've got these goals, you've got this momentum, you've got this energy, and then you have to stop. So I've felt really deflated and sad about it from that end. I also feel horribly guilty and horribly bad, and shameful that I didn't find a better farrier, work harder to make it happen. Like, at the end of the day, I'm responsible for her and I've let her down. So I feel really, really, really bad about that as well. But it is what it is. So I'm just sharing with this as honest as I can, so you guys can, if it ever happened to you, you're like, oh, well, this happened to Tash. In the real world, no one obviously knows. They just go, Natasha disappeared of competition with Flo for a while and then she comes back and no one actually knows what goes on. So that's Flo. So then I have Jive. You know how we were talking about, is Jive the horse I should be riding? Well, Jive is the only horse I'm riding for the next 4 weeks. So I have felt really low on motivation, really low on just meh, just sad, just wallowing, and there's no room or time for that. So I know what motivates me. I know what encourages me. It's Sydney CDI next weekend, and that was one of my goals, to go there with Jive. Clearly, it didn't happen. I had to enter 8 weeks earlier prior to this, which is when Alicia and I were just kicking on, and I knew I wouldn't be ready then. But because I've got all this extra time, because I'm not riding Flo, Alicia and I are going to go through the Grand Prix test movement by movement on how to prepare for it, how to plan for it, how to ride it to get the most scores possible, and focus on my control of Jive step. So not worrying that it's out of control, but same as I wasn't in control of flow step, I'm not in control of Jive step and how to get control without getting control. Does that make sense? So my goal is to get control of the horse without being controlling. That's much better said. How do I control 1,000,000% of every bit of my horse? Like, how do I control which mil? Like, if I want his foot to go 1 mil extra, or 1 mil less, or 1 mil to the left, or 1 mil to the right, that I can put his body and put his weight and put his feet in any position I want. So, full control. I want full control without being controlling. So, no force, no holding, no pulling, no kicking. Not that I would be kicking, but none, not no, con nothing controlling, to have 100% control. That is my new goal. If it sounds fucking impossible to me, to be honest, but it doesn't. I know other people. I can see other people can do it. So I'll find it. So that's my goal, and I will enter a competition in June and a competition in July. So I make sure that I get my scores for him, and then I will do Brisbane CDI and Nationals. So, everything bad, there's always a good thing. And the good thing is I've got time to focus on Jive, time to focus on my goals with Jive, and time to get organized. So, I have had a couple of days off just because I've been tash about it. But just so you know what to expect from Tuesday next week, They'll just be rides with Jive. And then Alicia and I will start doing our debrief of the Grand Prix test. And if you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not doing Grand Prix, I'm doing prelim, it will all apply. So in the Grand Prix test, you have to enter at A and halt at X. That's the same for every test. And then you have to proceed and turn left or right. Same for every test. The walk sequence, same for every test. Like, everyone's got to do either a medium walk or a collected walk, and everyone's got to do an extended walk or a free walk. It's the same. Riding your corners, everyone's got corners in their test. Riding your preparation, your mindset, your thinking of, so I always say there's five things to think about, or there's five voices in your head. Like, you've got the voice of your GPS. You need to know whether or not you're turning left or right. You need to know whether you should be in trot or canter. You need to know coming up at the marker E what you're going to be doing, if it's a circle or a canter transition, etc. You've also got the voice of the feedback voice of, oh, my horse is losing balance, or my horse is got too much weight on one shoulder or the other. Oh, my horse is this, my horse is that, and correcting what is happening in the moment. You've got that voice. You've also got the voice that you have to quiet. So you don't want this voice, which tends to be my commentator voice. Oh, so this test is going really well. You should be really happy with this. Yes, you just got your 15 ones. You're so good. Now make sure you don't stuff up the last movement. Make sure you get your pirros. Make sure you know, the commentator. We have to shut down the commentator. You've also got the voice of, I have the voice of distraction. Oh, I wonder what I'm eating for dinner tonight. Oh, did I get the chocolate cake? Oh, shit. Did I send a birthday card to my mother? So you got to shut down the distracting voice. Maybe it's just me, but I have that voice in dressage chest, especially in the walk. I start thinking about all these other things. And then there's one last voice. It's basically a commentation on the commentator. So let's say the test, oh, you just missed your 15 ones. Then I go, gosh, I'm so bad at this. I shouldn't be riding. I can't believe I missed that. What else am I going to miss? Dot, da, 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 da. So we want to clear all those voices. So the only voices we have is the GPS voice and the voice that tells us what we need to fix in the moment. Everything else, is quiet. So yeah, we'll go through that. Will be uber fun. Hope you guys are having more luck with horses than I am. And like I said, we all have horses. We all know these things happen. And just kudos to Alicia, because her eye is insane. And when she can see things, she can see things. Whereas there's no way Flo was lame. There's no way I would have picked it up. I would have just kept riding and riding and riding and riding. And that's why, you know, horses with Alicia last till 20 years. So yeah, super interesting. So hopefully that is all useful for you guys.